This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here is the way this morning went down, economy-wise. First, we learned the World Bank has cut its forecast for global growth this year. Not a whole lot, from 3.4% to 3% even. But still, it kind of did give people the willies. And the bank said to boot, the global economy is running, and this is a quote, on a single engine. That, of course, would be us. So then, the Commerce Department came out with its retail sales numbers for December, and even when you take out plunging gas prices, sales were off almost 0.5% last month. So, what do you suppose is going on in the glue factory, huh? Here's Dan Bobkoff.
What happened, America? Everyone thought you'd spend more money at stores in December. You're making economists sad.
Well, it was quite striking. We weren't expecting such a sharp decline. In fact, we were expecting a bit of a pop in December.
Well, certainly we're very disappointed in the month-to-month changes.
That's Bricklin Dwyer, an economist at BNP Paribas, and Jack Kleinhens, the chief economist at the National Retail Federation. Low gas prices presumably put more money in our pockets, so you'd expect we'd be spending it elsewhere. Kleinhens says we might just have to be patient.
I think it takes time for that to work through the economy.
But here's the thing about those retail sales numbers. They might be misleading. The Commerce Department looks just at how much money we spend. But consumer prices have been falling, so we could be buying more stuff just for less cash. Guy Berger is U.S. economist at RBS Securities.
In fact, the quarter might actually be genuinely good once you take into account the fact that prices are falling.
And there are other reasons those retail sales numbers don't tell us the whole picture.
It excludes, for example, a huge chunk of the services spending that consumers spend money on.
Things like healthcare or your cell phone plan aren't included. One sign services could be doing better is that we went out to eat more in December. And there are some other possible explanations. Wage growth is still slow. Chilly December is also a really hard month to seasonally adjust. And there were some pretty good deals in October and November. So shoppers might have just bought their gifts earlier in the season. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.